Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Paulette Young, and we have another hot topic for you tonight. This time we're going to talk about brain inflammation and Alzheimer's. Okay, what is Alzheimer's? Who may be prone to get Alzheimer's? Do you have short-term memory loss? When you eat certain foods, do you become sluggish or have temporarily memory loss? Do you feel your brain is slowing down? So join us tonight. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and Shalina Lindsay, our guest, will be on the line also. If you want to join in the conversation, all you have to do is call 858-769-4936, and if you want to talk, just press 1. The broadcast is on every Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, and it's heard all over the world. So millions of people will be listening in to the show. Yeah. So if you have a question, if we can answer it, we will. If we can't, we'll get back to you later. Hi, Shalina. How are you?
Fine, and you?
We still got our memory, huh?
Yeah, we got one.
For right now.
So
this brain inflammation, we need to understand it a little bit better. And so
I heard that.
If we understand it, I hope millions of other people understand it. And maybe we can slow the process of this Alzheimer's down, or people from getting it. We don't know that, but at least we'll try and give information that may be of assistance. Okay, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Good evening. I'm Shalina A. Lindsay, and primarily a entrepreneur. I've been a CPA for over 30 years, currently retired. In addition to that, I run several nonprofits and sit on the board of several pretty big ones. Primarily one, which is the second largest food bank in Southern California, and the second two are fairly large, which would be called SHARE. SHARE now consists of about 15, 16 different entities and about 20 different subsidiaries. So bringing all that to the table, my primary intention through this radio show and other entities is to help those that cannot help themselves, and to improve their situation in any way that I can. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show.
All right. A lot of you have heard about Alzheimer's. There's a lot of talk almost weekly in the news and various magazines or newspapers. Talk about Alzheimer's because we're all going to go through this aging process. Okay, it's a deterioration of the brain causing lots of things can happen. Memory loss. It's a chronic neurodegenerative disease. Usually it starts out slow. It causes 60 to 70% of the cases of dementia. You'll start up, people say they have dementia, they'll do further testing, and it may show that they have, as time goes on, that they have Alzheimer's. They have difficulty in remembering recent things. That's why they'll say there's short-term memory loss. They'll have problems with language, or they may become disoriented, or they can have really bad mood swings, loss of motivation, not managing self-care, and behavioral issues are some of the things that are associated with Alzheimer's. Okay, jump right on in, Shalina.
Well, I think one of the most surprising things that you find out about in line with what this program about is that food can cause Alzheimer's. And one of the most surprising things that I found out, and one of the main constituents that they're finger pointing to, is beer.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I didn't see that.
Yes. And the reason is, And the reason is not necessarily the beer can at all. It's one of the chemicals because it uses nitrates. And nitrates have a fingerprint on the situation of people having, and is very high on the list in terms of something that causes Alzheimer's in our food. And basically any food that has a high content of nitrates, including meat, which are either cured with it or cooked with it. Sort of like in terms of one of our other programs when we talked about something that causes cancer, which unfortunately is one of the good ones that I really like. It's called barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it just...
Take my barbecue.
It's horrible. Along with some of the other ones that have serious fingerprints, which would be sugar and almost anything that is white. White bread, white sugar, rice, pasta, all of these kinds of things are really hot on the list for items that cause Alzheimer's.
Wow. Did they say anything about the aluminum cans that beer and stuff sits in? I know you have bottled beers too, but.
Well, of course, aluminum cans. In one of our previous radio shows, we discussed some of the things about aluminum being found in such things such as deodorant. And of course, as we all know, when you know you're using a deodorant, which you're applying it directly to your lymphatic system because you have your lymph nodes up under your arms, so that's going to give you something really interesting.
I'm going to piggyback on what you talked about when you said something about the barbecue. And then I'm going to just do a little bit of science. Hope I don't confuse anybody. But like your fried foods and the barbecue, they said it increased your chances of Alzheimer's. So I went into, well, why? When certain foods are heated, you end up with what they call glycation. And that's what it's an end product, or I'll give the initial AGE, which are proteins or lipids that when sugar is present, it goes into what they call a process called glycation. This makes the cells stiffer and age faster. So can you imagine a blood vessel or the cells getting stiffer and aging faster? It said that this can lead to chronic inflammation and have that what they call the AGE that I just mentioned. And it has been linked to diabetes and plaque buildup in arteries causing atherosclerosis. So when you fry stuff or you cook things at those extreme heats that people do, that process, that especially once sugar is present also, it causes a problem. And once and we know that when vessels and things are inflamed, that's a big, big, big problem. Because through your vessels, your blood flows, everything flows through those things. And if it's stiff, if it gets stiffer or you get a plaque buildup, you're going to end up with a huge problem. So they said these AGEs exist in small amounts in our body, but after they're consumed through food, these AGEs, or I'll call them proteins, they're abundant in meat and dairy products and can increase when the food is cooked in high temperatures, like beef is grilled or fried. So before we think, oh, just grill it, and that's good. Not so. They did a study on these mice. The mice ate more of these AGEs, or I'll just call them proteins. They end up with a buildup of what they call a beta amyloid protein, that's plaque, in the brain. And so what they noticed with these mice that had this built up of this plaque. They end up with problems with memories, emotion issues. They said it's better to boil, like even for like your eggs. We always, you know, how you want your egg over easy, your little omelets and stuff like that. They said it's better to boil it or poach an egg and eat plain bread instead of doing the other way of cooking. Stewing and boiling is best rather than just using high temperatures because that interferes with the brain when it's done other ways. And we already gave a bunch of programs on the microwave. Microwave, it changes the whole chemical composition of whatever you're microwaving, and so your body doesn't even know what you're putting in it, and that's not good anyway, because then it has no nutritional value. I don't know if you knew that. I'm still learning. I always want to know why. Why is it better to have a boiled egg and a poached egg or some stew or something boiled versus high heat or grilling? And I guess it's the process that the food is going through, and that does cause problems. And you end up with, if you end up with a built-up a plaque in your brain, there you go. You're going to end up with Alzheimer's because that's not normal. Okay, go
yes,
ahead.
Well, one of the other things which you were asking me the question about smoked meat, it's called nitrosaminar, which what happens with that nitro is it causes the liver to produce fats, which are toxic to the brain. More or less to say, what they like to say is just that beer is linked, and that's a bad word, to Alzheimer's. And like I said, everything that's on our good list are terrible things, which they say are causing Alzheimer's, is pasta, cakes, white sugar, rice, white bread. I mean, they're taking away all of the good stuff.
Yeah, now, with the bread, they're saying instead of toasting it, just eat it plain.
Yes, because it's cold.
Just thinking, old days, they didn't have toasters. They ate that bread plain. This is all, you know, new stuff. And but the bright side is there are some good things. And I'm going to say good things and there's some bad things. So what can we do about it? I gave you a few things what you can do about your cooking process. Grilling and things on high temperatures and all that may not be so good versus boiling and, you know, not using your toasters and all that kind of stuff. But what we eat, you are that old saying, you are what you eat. So if you're not putting the right things in your body, then or nothing at all, that's not going to help either. Because with the brain, no food in, no food out. You got to remember when you wake up in the morning, your sugar levels is at its lowest point. And if you're not putting anything back into your system, the brain is definitely affected by that because you have a small membrane in which the sugar has to pass through. So nothing in, nothing out. Try to drive your car and not put no gas in it. Okay, you're running on empty. Okay, your brain will run on empty and cause problems too because you got to have that sugar go across that small membrane. And if that process is not taking place, you can't focus right. Don't try and take a exam at college or in high school. Your focus is not the same. And no way can you maximize good results unless you do certain things like eat something. I was going to talk about the polyphenols and the benefits of these polyphenols that we find in food, why they're telling you to eat various foods. Various foods have these polyphenols. And what is that? It's a micronutrient we get through certain plant-based foods. They're known to have what they call antioxidant and better benefits And that's why you always hear people say, well, I need my antioxidants. So you get rid of those free radicals in your bloodstream or inside your body. So they said we use polyphenols to improve the following. It improves, like, your digestive tract. It helps with your weight management, helps with diabetes, helps with neurodegenerative disease and cardiovascular disease. So it's not something you can live without. You need that in your system. So, but it's better to get polyphenols through natural food, not the pill form, because there are some problems, or at least they're beginning to do research and associate the problems with taking food supplements, like your, you know, some of the vitamins, because they said using supplements can interfere with, like, people that have iron problems, with iron absorption. So it's better to, if you're going to have foods with polyphenols, it's better to have it naturally, like cloves. A lot of people cook with cloves, C-L-O-V-E-S, because it's very high in polyphenols, something like 15,188 milligrams. Dried peppermint also is high in it. Cocoa powder and dark chocolate. I know you remember back in the day we always had cocoa in the morning, sometime before we went to school. Some of the other things that are high in that polyphenols, that's why you'll see people, and those are powerful, what you call antioxidants, and it has very good benefits. Your berries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, your non-berry fruits that are high in it would be like your plums and cherries, apples, even apple juice or the pomegranate juice, and there's others too. I'm just going to say a little. Your beans. Your black beans, white beans. You'll see people eat nuts. Hazelnut, walnut, almond, pecans, they're all, those are powerful antioxidants, or they're loaded with your polyphenols that have great benefits for your body, especially when it comes to coming down with Alzheimer's. Your vegetables, the kind you would want to eat would be like artichokes, red onions, spinach. Even soy has its benefits. Soy flour. Soy is supposed to be good, too. Or it's, the different things would be like soy flours, tofu, soy yogurt, soy bean sprouts, all have this polyphenol in it. And your teas. The old people always swear about, like, your black teas and your green teas. The reason they swear by it because those are powerful antioxidants, or they have that, what they call the polyphenols in it. But there are risk factors and complications associated with taking it if you're doing it through supplements, not the natural way. If you're doing it through supplements, some of the problems research is showing is it can cause cancer or a toxicity level or interfere with your thyroid or and your estrogen activity. So there's, and it can interfere with prescription medication when you're not doing it the natural way and you're taking all these supplements. So it's still early research, but that's what they're showing. But there are benefits, especially if you're taking it the natural way. It protects from cancer, cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis, and diabetes. But they said it's still it's better to take it through natural food supplements. And you have to really pay attention, where did that supplement come from? Some supplements have higher quality than others. So you want to pay attention to that. Everything that's cheap ain't good for your body. So you may want to pay a little bit more, especially if you're going to go ahead and do it through supplements, when it's still better to do it through, you know, natural means. You got the vegetables there. You can go into any market and pick that up. And it's still the best. It's still organic. There's a lot of thing about, you know, trying to get people to switch over to things that are more organic-based as far as how they grew some of these things versus the other way. Either way, you should still, if I have organic spinach or no organic spinach, it's still better that I take the spinach in its natural form versus use a supplement to get these same things. So we have a lot on our hands. So you don't want chronic inflammation. And you definitely don't want inflammation of the brain. And if you're overweight, you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, or you have cardiovascular disease, that increases your chances when it comes to having Alzheimer's. So you may want to, if you have any of those conditions or, you know, your family's prone to those conditions, you may want to think about making some changes so that you slow that process of memory loss or Alzheimer's down. It's very important, and especially as you the aging process kick in. You have to do something different, or that disease will can be knocking on your door. And Selena, you don't have much of a weight problem.
No, not much of a weight problem, but as we get elderly, we still have to, as they say, watch out what hangs on to the caboose, because if we don't watch it, we'll have to put a red flag back there. In fact, yesterday we went to a pastor's appreciation dinner, and I tell you, all of that good old stuff that, you know, I was raised with as a child, because they had banana pudding pie and, you know, the three-tier coconut cake, all that old kind of stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And all I could do was look at it. Just look at it.
Yep, and say Alzheimer's, heart disease. Catch the bad
things. Yeah, all of that crazy stuff. And the only good thing they had, which they say is good for Alzheimer's, was coffee and some chocolate.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
I went to a birthday party. Lady turned 90 years old, but their cook, in fact, he cooks for, he's Jamie Foxx, private chef. But the food, it was more, I want to say Caribbean or Mediterranean, along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was very tasty. What I noticed is wasn't greasy, and I don't care how much you ate, you didn't get sleep behind the food. And I said, wow. And you can tell, you eat his food, you're going to stay pretty healthy. I thought, wow, not even comment on him. I said, yeah, I love the taste. But I also love how I felt after eating a full plate of his food. It was seasoned just right, not a bunch of sugar, not a bunch of fat, none of that. And so we can switch. It's just, you know, depends on where you're from. We tend to adopt whatever the family have, and the family, I think some of that food is okay, like the one special occasion, but not a weekly or monthly consumption of certain foods if you're going to change your lifestyle and if you want to go through the aging process smoothly and not so quickly. Other than that, you just speed up your aging process if you make no change. So if you're in your early 60s or mid-60s, by the time you're 70, you may be tore up from the floor up, because not to make any change. It's true. I'm watching it in my classmates, and it's like I'm watching my own self, you know, and have already, you know, started to make changes because it's very important. And you got to exercise. You know, if you were 18, 19, 20, you didn't have to worry about exercise. Now, as you're in the older age group, if you want to slow down things, you have to exercise. It has to become a routine or a habit.
Well, remember what they told us. If you don't use it, you lose it.
And that is so true. Even an athlete, if he's in retirement and he ain't doing all the things that we're talking about, you're not going to be moving. And then the brain, your thought process ain't the same. You have to do certain things. You have to exercise. You have to read. It pays to memorize a few things if you want the brain to keep other than that. And nobody wants their brain to build up with nobody's plaque. Nobody wants that. And if you can avoid it or you learn what you need to do, then you'll do it. I remember my mom always had poach eggs, and I never understood it. I said, she must have read ahead of time. Because she always ate poach eggs.
Well, I think one of the most we ever had about not having a brain was actually the Wizard of Oz. You know, that guy looked kind of funny, but now that we understand a lot more about Alzheimer's, you know, looking for the wizard for a brain is no fun. Because you won't get to look. You won't be doing anything.
That's true. So, you know, eating fried foods on a regular basis is not good. Eating barbecue on a regular basis is not good. You have to make some changes. And a lot of it for that part is, this, you know, they were saying that foods that are heated a certain way, you have this whole chemical process that's going on that's causing this to be a problem or causing a built-up of plaque in the vessels of the, you know, of the brain. So how do you stop that process? And we all want to know how to stop it. Again, if you're listening to the broadcast, this is American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. All the information that we give out is heard worldwide. If you want to talk, you may. All you do is push 1, and then you'll be on the air. You can always, if you're calling in and you want to say something or ask a question, just jump right in.
Hey Paulette.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm fine. I was just thinking about you.
Oh, okay. Have you heard? You were listening to the broadcast.
I just came into the broadcast because I thought
okay,
I
was talking about brain inflammation and Alzheimer's, and some of the things that people need to do differently, and that how fried foods, barbecue, they're not your friend. You get out with plaque buildup in the vessels that are in the brain. You do that, it will lead to Alzheimer's. You end up, your short-term won't be there, or it'll slowly and then, or it can rapidly. There's cases where it rapidly disappears. So we're talking about how to even cook your food differently and what foods you need to have in your system in order to, you know, make a difference. And I have Selena Lindsay on the line also. But we have to do something different. If we don't, we're going to be in trouble. Because everyone gets old someday, and everybody wants their brain to be sharp. Why is one 90-year-old's brain sharp and another 90-year-old and it don't even know their name? And it's all in the brain. And that's unfortunate. You know, and of course, the one that's functioning don't have the problem of plaque in their brain or a buildup of, you know, things that shouldn't be there. So and we went over, like, something called polyphenols that's in your vegetables, in your beans, in your fruits. You need that. The brain needs that. And we went over, like, your... if you're buying supplements to help that situation, that the supplement is not the best answer because they're still doing research. Some of the supplements can cause cancer and cause a problem. So the best thing to do is go back to Mother Nature, get it from the ground.
Oh, I hear you.
We got to grow our own fruits and vegetables. We all need a cow. Well, you don't really need all that meat anyway, and some chicken, and so you can have control. I'm just being facetious right now, but the point is, yeah, we need brain function, and we need to understand what is happening to us and understand the food chain and why you need certain foods. Because if people from the South normally have the, you know, high sugar, high fat, high everything type diet, and that's okay once in a blue moon, but a steady diet of it, you're going to have all what they call those free radicals, too many of them in your system, and then it causes health problems. So we've been, you know, talking on that. So there's benefits when we do the right thing. There's no benefit to continue to do foolishness as far as your brain function, how your body functions. And then we also mentioned being obese, having high blood pressure, having diabetes, having heart disease contributes to Alzheimer's. Excellent recipe for Alzheimer's. So if you want to change, you can still make changes. You don't have to accept any disease. Make some changes and, you know, prolong and slow down the aging process, because that's been proven over and over again. You'll see someone that had a problem before, and then all of a sudden they change everything about them, exercising, their food and everything, and wow, they look alive instead of someone that looks like they're going to pass away. So it does make a difference. And your energy goes up. You feel better. And there are things, chronic conditions that can't be helped, and I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about things that will make a difference if you make a change.
Right.
Did you want to say something about that?
Well, I didn't know that about old times. A lot of stuff, I'm really pretty blank on it. I need to, I'm glad I came on to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I know a lot of sicknesses, it's due from you not exercising, eating right, and everything else. Because I have dealt with a lot of those. Because, like I said, if I was being a diabetic and everything else, blood sugar was high, everything was high.
Yeah.
But after I start working out, everything is pretty straight. But you can't let it go, because if you let it go, the same thing come back. Believe me.
Yes, it's
called
balance.
Because I start to gain some weight, and then I gotta do my workout, be on that again. See, I can't relax on that.
No, you can't. It's just an area that we have to take serious, and just keep, you know, each day, you know, begin to form a habit, a new habit.
Yeah.
Make it a permanent habit.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
A month or two, and then next 2 months you do nothing. It can't work. It doesn't work. So hopefully this broadcast is helping not only you, but thousands and more people that are out there that's totally unaware of what else they can do. Because we, you know, I didn't realize, you know, after doing a lot of research here, the thing about how my mom cooked her eggs, always poaching. I mean, they still taste good, but she didn't fry it at all. Or she boiled the egg, one of the two. She did
probably
not fry it. And it does make a difference. All we want to do is have good health, not be on a lot of medication. I mean, if you have to take medication, of course, take it. Don't be foolish, but if you can think to reverse things that's going on, you know, everything's not reversible, but it does take
different
things.
Hello?
I just don't want the brain inflamed.
Right.
I'm always thinking of inflammation for, like, your legs, arms, feet. I didn't even think about the brain.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You have an inflamed brain. You get it with Alzheimer's, because the body doesn't function too well when it's not kept, you know, normal. You got plaque In fact, I don't hear enough information. I can go to the medical library. There's plenty there. But I don't hear enough information, even in the news, about a inflamed brain.
Right.
You know, plaque in those vessels that causes blockage. You block anything to the brain, we all know what it's going to do. It's going to interfere with your memory.
Yeah.
And you're going to lose the ability to use the brain.
Yeah.
What is, we don't use, what, is it 5% of our brain we use, Selena?
Say it again.
Is it 5% that we use of the brain? We don't
yes.
even use our whole brain. I forgot what the numbers were. I'll see if you remember.
And Alzheimer's makes us lose a little 5% we do use.
Okay, but is it 5% or is it more? I know we don't use our whole brain.
No, we do not. I believe it's we don't use about 35%, I would say, somewhere around there. And the rest of it is is utilized for various different functions, and such as it's one of the reasons why people that are actually, say, left-handed, then the right side of the brain is the one doing the controlling, and vice versa.
Genius is more the brain than the average person. The average person is not genius, and they do not use that brain. And yet we sound very good, very intellectual, very smart, but yet it's only a tiny portion that we even use. I mean, if we knew how to tap into using all of it, boy, I don't know where we'd be.
Well, there's a whole lot they don't understand yet. They don't understand how memories and things like that are recorded, or how the brain retrieves them, more or less, to say, you know, something like a computer from years and years ago. If you can only imagine, all of us, some of us can remember back to being 5 years old. You know, so
right.
how do you retrieve information that's,
yeah.
you know, recorded in your mind from way back then? Accurately.
Yeah. Or like a person with a photographic memory, they're using that part of the brain where the average one of us don't tap into that the way somebody that has that use of their brain do, or how the genius uses his or her brain is much different from the way an average person will use theirs, because they're at a higher, like we'll say, higher IQ. Because they're using more of the brain than what other people are doing.
Well, I think because many years ago, you know, I'm an old person now, supposedly I'm one of those rare people that have a photographic memory, somewhat. And I would say back in old school days, it helped tremendously, but the technicality is... It's not as a big deal as people make of it. It's just that, for instance, when you go to certain memory schools, things like that, then you develop ways that help you remember lots of information quickly, such as, it's just like if you take a test. If I knew the first letters of certain key words, then, you know, like we used to write on our hands and shoes and things like that, then it helped me retrieve certain information. So the same thing with pictures, no differently, say, than some people, they don't actually know the name of a street. They know the color of a building, things like that. So those are key things that you utilize, say, in a photographic memory. But the difference is, just like you see a photograph, you remember detailed information. So that's the key in how you can, you know, how you can test that memory, because some people, for instance, if a car passes, you 20 people will see the car as a different color. One person will say it's gray, another one will say it's black. But a person that really has a photographic memory, you not only remember the car, the tires, the person that was driving, what color was the shirt, the license, some three letters of the license plate, lots and lots of detail.
Right. And see, you use more of your brain than someone that doesn't have that skill set. The brain part is used at a higher level than somebody like myself.
The problem to also problem solving. So I see problems a little differently than say some normal people in terms of problem solving. It's no differently than if, you know, like the old stuff they used to do to us idiot kids, you know, give you a bunch of blocks and cubes to play with and say, put that in that slot. You know, so you view and see things automatically a little bit differently, which helps you quickly problem solve.
Right. If anybody's joining in, you are on American Health Crisis. This is Blog Talk Radio. And you just heard Selena Lindsay speak on, we're talking about our brain function. And the topic is brain inflammation and Alzheimer's. And, you know, what are the causes? What can we do to change a few things? Even with you having high blood pressure, diabetes, and cardiovascular disease, having these things can lead to Alzheimer's. So it's important to exercise, make some changes in how you eat, what you eat, and what's in your food. You can't live on supplements. Some people honestly just do supplements and instead of the real food, whole food, and that presents a problem. It's not as good as if you did the food itself. It's okay to take certain things, but then there's a consequence when you don't take the real deal. Okay, this is...
Well, I tell you, Paulette, I had everything that you just talked about. And like I said, I cut down everything.
Well, so you know what's going to happen to your brain if you don't keep it under control.
No, I learned a little more from y'all too, because what that young lady was talking about, some things I never even thought about, what both of y'all are talking about. So I know it's a help to me. If anybody else is listening, it's a help to them too.
Yes, and it's just so much we're unaware of. You don't go to a doctor and he sits you down and, you know, and talk to you and tell you this is what you need to change. Do this, and that. Or give me a book that maybe says it, a little pamphlet. It just ain't happening. And it's like, it needs to. Short things. I really believe if there'll be the segment that ain't going to make any change, but it's too many people, you're watching them, they're trying to make changes. They want to live a long, long time, and they don't want their mind to go. Nobody wakes up every day and says, let me continue to inflame my brain. Who would do that? You don't know any better. Okay, I know we have about 15 minutes left, Selena, and I need you to talk about the other organizations that are helping people so that you can, those that are on the line can get that information. So grab your pen and pencil and... Selena's going to take over from this point.
I'll do the washing machine, anything. I need a pair of shorts so I can work out it.
Yeah, so that, you know, we get that information before the show closes. Go ahead.
Okay, and we're going to do something a little bit different. And for the next 2 or 3 weeks, what we're going to do this time is I'm going to give out local information about some of the local nonprofits and some of the local places that people can receive free food. Because one of the things that I believe most people in America don't know that there are 42 million people that go hungry in the United States. And
wow.
This is a dadgum thing. And so it's information that needs to get out there. And most of us that are in the business of food banks, we all say we want to stamp out hunger. And by God, you know, we have to help each other. We have to band together and, you know, work as one unit because we're all fighting the same dire situation. Okay, here we go. One of the ones that we want to talk about tonight is called Helping Hands. Helping Hands is located at 1455 3rd Street, and you can receive free food from them. And to get information on when and the time I just gave you the place, please call area code 909-796-42.
What was the name of that?
Again, Helping Hand Pantry, located at 1455 3rd Street, located, again, 1455 3rd Street. Phone number 909-796-4222.
The city that it's located in. The city.
The second one is
Set
Free Christian
Selena,
Fellowship.
The city that it's located
yes.
in. Helping Hands.
Okay, is all of these are located in San Bernardino County. All of them, Christian Fellowship, located at 473 Baseline Street, San Bernardino, California. Area code, phone number 909-383-2323. Again, free, 100% free. The third one is CAPS. CAPS stands for Community Health Action Partnership, and they are located at 896 South Tippecanoe in San Bernardino. Phone number, area code 909-723-1500. Again, CAPS, Community Action Partnership, located at 896 South Tippecanoe. Phone number 909-723-1500. Number four, Loveland Jubilee Pantry. They are in Rialto. I do not have an address. However, the phone number, and they will tell you where they are. Again, this food is free, and they will tell you what time. Phone number 909-873-2710. Zero, located in Rialto, California. The fifth one, they are located in Redlands, California. The Salvation Army. Phone number 909-792-881. Number six is called the Blessing Center. And also, they have free non-emergency medical service. Again, free food and free non-emergency medical service. And they are located in Redlands. And they are open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And they open at 9 a.m. Phone number 909-793-5677. The next one that we want to talk about.
Let me ask you a question.
Is the called,
that, Selena, the one that
yes.
gives the free medical, they're giving free food also? Okay.
The next one, this is Rancho Cucamonga. It's called the Gap Food Bank, and they are located at 8768 Helm Street in Rancho Cucamonga. Phone number 909-945-1020. And we will continue with a few more. These are organizations. We are through with most of the food banks except for the one at which I am a director, which is called Sowing Seeds for Life. And we are located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California. For the most part, we give away free food third Wednesday of every month. Please go to our website, which again is the same as its name, Sowing Seeds for Life. And should you need to call, the phone number is area code 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask for Fran Robinson. Again, the food bank is called Sowing Seeds for Life, or would be the website, and we're located at 1350 Arrow Highway in Laverne, California. Okay, now we're going to continue with a few more organizations that might be able to help you with some of your problems and some that are close and dear to my heart in terms of trying to help people. Number one would be Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children with priority given to a wounded, disabled, or a fallen military family. You can see what Camp Corral does by going to www.campcorral.org. And the phone number there is 855-605-1267. The next organization, which is a local organization, is called Bright Prospect. They are located in Pomona at 1460 East Hope in suite number 74 in Pomona, California. The phone number is 909-623-9007. And what they do there is they have a priority for low-income students to help them get through college. And you can see what they do by going to their website, which is www.brightprospect.org. Okay, and then we move onward a little bit to a few others, which I don't have an address. But these people also do a little bit of food. It's called the Helping Hands and Caring Heart Ministry. And the phone number there is 909-730-5313. And they really reach out and try to feed the homeless. These are some really great organizations. And we have one more, which, of course, is dear to Paulette. It's called One.org, and their intention is to stop the spread of HIV because now they can even help before a child is born. You can go to the website for the phone number and the address. All of these organizations need help. If you'd like to volunteer or perhaps you have something you'd like to contribute to them, please contact them at the name, the address, or the website which I have given to you. As usual, I make my own little statement at the close of the show, and it goes something like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who, guess what, I work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes. and I use me as the guinea pig. Basically, this is my belief, which is to help those that can't help themselves and to teach them to use a fishing rod rather than to give them fish. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and I thank you for listening to our show and look forward to having you at our next show. Have a great evening.
I want to also mention Wayne that's been on the line. He's with the NAACP Pomona Branch 1085B, and he is the chairperson for the veterans. So he does a lot of work in the community, and he does a lot of things with them. He's helped a lot of people. He's helped a lot of veterans. And I'm also part of the NAACP. That's 1085B. I'm the chairperson for health. That's why I talk about on health. If you ever have a problem or a complaint, you can go up on a website for the Inland Empire or Pomona Valley Branch, NAACP 1085B, and either support it or if you want to, you have a complaint, they'll help you. Thank you. All right, family, those that are listening, we're going to end the show. We'll be back on the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m. Pacific time. All you have to do is call the number 858-769-4936.